go with smooth operator. Oh man, I love this song. I really do.
Yeah.
It's KP Ellis and King Titty on Fresh FM. Take two. It's 1911. Speaking of which, this King Titty that we're talking about right here got a massive shout out. I believe a massive shout out from one of the biggest superstars in the world. Listen to this.
King Titty, what's up, baby? I see you hustling. I see you grinding. We doing it big. Don't stop. Don't stop. Hold them up high. I'm repping. I'm repping. Y'all keep sending me y'all music. What's up, boss?
This is insane.
King Titty, what's up,
baby? I really think this is insane. Some boss stuff right there.
Yes.
Rick Ross giving King Titty a whole shout out. I don't know. Maybe we need to hear from the man himself, from King Titty, in terms of you know, just Rick Ross sending him a shout out. King Titty.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening, player?
I'm fine. I'm just getting ready for office work. You understand?
Of course, man. You're all right.
I'm employed now by Luana Printing. You understand?
You are employed. Official 8 to 5 stories now.
Yeah.
Say hi to Osi Shikwan here as well, bud.
Good morning, Titty. How are you doing?
Hi, girl. How are you?
I'm great, man. How is the morning so far?
Don't fall in love. I'm married.
Oh no, honey. I'm taken too. So we fine.
You find those ones that are taken, but are still falling in love.
What?
That's what happens, my guy. Don't play. Listen, King Titty, man.
I know, we are great.
You have to talk to us about this Rick Ross situation. How did you find out? Who texted you first? Who called you first? When that shout out happened from Rick Ross?
No, you know, I was at Arafat's funeral. Yeah, and when I came from there, I went to hang up with some of my friends, you know, just to for us to catch up with Arafat thing.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I got home, just when I got in bed, I went on my Instagram. When I went on my Instagram, in my inbox, there is a blue tick, Rich Forever, and I'm like, what?
No way.
Which Rich Forever? Maybe this is fake.
Yeah.
So I
went
and I checked. And I had to wake my wife up. Can you see what's happening here? Maybe it's not true. Can you check? Can you go on Instagram? Maybe check if this is a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, it's been verified. And by the time I checked also my inbox, they are just full with Namibians taking me with what Rick Ross said.
Yeah,
so I took that screenshot and I put it on my wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to say thanks for the shout out and all that. Then he comes back and respond and say, bosses, only salute bosses.
Yeah,
I was
awesome.
Like, wow. You know, and getting a shout out from somebody as big as that, I think there's nobody bigger than him. They are the same level as Jay-Z, same level as
100%.
Nobody on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. True.
There's nobody else. On top of that.
Makes a lot
just
of sense,
shout
man.
Me out. And to make matters worse, I don't do hip hop for him to recognize me.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I was going to ask you as well. What exactly prompted the shout out? Hey, is it in terms of him just listening to your music, or are you guys working on a deal together? Is it the liquor that he's always promoting? What happened?
I think probably it's the liquor.
Yeah,
is the liquor that I promoted for them, the ballet. Yeah, I think it's from there. I think when I went live also with with that, he always, when I go live, always send shout out to me, but not the way that he did this time. And for him sending me inbox, when you're in LA, or when you're in Atlanta, or so, when you're in the USA, please do not forget to highlight me so that we can hang out. So no. I'm like, what?
He Let needs to fly you over that side, by the way, and accommodate you in his mansion.
You see, opportunities like that don't come just like that, you know.
True.
They don't come just like that. You know, I was expecting maybe a hip hop star to be recognized, or you understand. And also, music is universal. I can do I'm a piano, but that doesn't mean that that's a music that I like. It's just that I flow better on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand? Probably him. He listens to other stuff. You know, I think the world has changed now. You can see now. Even the Beyonce, they are doing I'm a piano, all these things. You know, the music is changing now.
You know, King Diddy, you know, I have a theory. I have a theory why you got that shout out. I think I think my theory is this. I think it's because your birthday is coming up. That's why the birthday blessings are all over you, and the universe is blessing you, my brother. The universe is blessing you.
No, I think if it was a birthday, I could have done it on my birthday.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? That shout out just gave. They say yesterday's price, not today's price, so the price went up.
Oh, snap!
Just because of association. You see, if you're associating yourself with a boss, I'm a boss myself too in the music business. They know
being a boss. You've been a boss.
They know me. I'm the boss.
And you have to associate yourself with what?
Yeah.
With the bosses. Listen, my guy.
What I'm trying to say is, you guys were even supposed to pay me now. You saw the price went up, so that you can start with me like this.
Exactly. You were supposed to invoice us, you know.
Actually, not. What you need to do, TD, what you need to do...
Because now your price also went up.
Because we're speaking to you!
Yo, my guy, I understand that you are celebrating an all-white edition to mark your birthday. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, what's happening?
I think whoever that has been my fan for forever, I've been celebrating my birthday ever since. And the theme for the... For the birthday, have been always been white parties. I started this long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a continuation of it. We're celebrating it on next week Friday. That's gonna be at temperature.
The one in Comasdal. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes. The most happening place now in let me say Namibia.
That's smart. I see what you did there. But listen, so who are some of the people that are going to be highlighting the night with you though?
We've got South African Bukle. We've got Tate Buti, the comedian. Sia, DJ Sia. We've got Asaf Deep. We've got a lot of lineup. And if you go on my Instagram or any social media platform of mine, all the information is there.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about that... I'm happy to say that Afelaga just came through and decided to bless my fans.
Nice.
The first 100 people that are coming in, they're gonna get a free Afelaga, and the VIP is gonna be set. You know, when you see me that day, you don't even to say happy birthday to me or wish me, because I'll be too happy to listen to you.
Man, King Titty, thank you so much for your time, my guy. We wish you all the best, and we will see you at Temperature on the 31st.
Thank you. I'll send an invite to you guys so that we celebrate together.
Okay, can I say something? Awesome, that invite, please make it spontaneous. Make sure that it's an invite attached to a bottle of Belay. Thank you very much.
Okay. What I'm going to do, NSK will just have to send me the full name so that I put them on the list and I send you the invite.
Also, you have an MC for the night?
Yes, we do have. You want your price to go up?
No, NSK is an MC. Durr.
Shout, man.
All right, cool, King Titty. We appreciate you, my guy. Cheers.
Thanks, man.
Do you want to be one of three?